quick. It was actually a rhetorical question, but you answered. Wow. Thank God. Anyways, so the word of God cometh, and I'm sure that your heart is ready to receive. And so go ahead and ask that the Lord speaks to you through his servant, Reverend Jacob Dagby, President of Armor Bearers Prayer Ministry, Royal House Chapel International. The Lord will speak his word into your heart. He actually brought a surprise to the studio. And whilst I was leading this prayer, I'm reminded of when I was young in church and I was learning from Apostle Joseph Quay. It's amazing. He brings him to the studio. Because this man used to lead prayer when I was younger. I tell you, he's a powerful man. Eh? I remember a Monday prayer meeting. Apostle, thank you. The seed soon. So we're going into the word, and for the next 20 minutes, I want you to open up your heart, get your notepads, whatever it is. Just make sure you are connected in a way where you will hear God speak. As he speaks, do not harden your heart. Hear the mind of God for your life. I love this song always. Jonathan, don't call this one. He calls it a crying. You know it if you know. What's the name of the car? Chosen Generation. Chosen, okay. What I remember, I'll tell you. This is the original song. I love it. Well, so, man of God, good morning.
By the grace of God.
All right, great, great. I got you. Grace has found me. You know, every time I talk about you, I'm just thinking that it's the first time I've heard that there is an Armor Bearers, you know, like a prayer ministry official. And I commend the Apostle General and, for that matter, all the leadership for this. I'm sure we'll talk about it as, you know, we carry on. But did I pronounce your name right? Reverend Jacob
Dagbe.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay. I need an emphasis. Dagbe. That's right. So, Mr. President, please bless us with God's word and let's chit-chat after. Amen. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Fee. It's been awesome to be here this morning. We have been listening to you, I Am My House, every morning. Yes, yes, yes. We've been part of Joy FM family for a very long time. And indeed, our father, the Apostle General, is an ardent listener of Joy. And I know that this goes a very way long in your relationship with him. Amen. And this morning, it pleases us to be here to share the word of God with the people of God and everybody who is listening to us this morning. Shall we share a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to bless you. We want to give you glory. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for how far that you have brought us. The Bible says that had it not been the Lord who has been on our side, where would we have been? We thank you for how far that you have brought us this morning. As your word is coming to your people, let your word come with power to deliver, power to realign destinies, power to cause people who have given up to know that indeed you are the God of their life. We thank you and we bless your name because your word is already anointed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. We have been following you and we know that this is a month that you are treating divine wisdom. And we pray that God will give us wisdom to navigate every situation that is in our life. So in Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 2, the Bible says that, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." We pray that the wisdom of the Lord will guide us in all our ways. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I want to share with people of God listening to us on the theme or the topic, wisdom to go forward. wisdom to go forward. And I pray that before we are done, somebody will go forward in business, somebody will go forward in your Christian life, somebody will go forward in every aspect of your life, in the name of Jesus. I want to take our foundation text from the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, the verse number 13, 14, and 15. The Bible says that Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." I came this morning to prophesy to somebody listening to us. It doesn't matter the situation that you find yourself. The word of God is going to cause you to move forward in the name of Jesus. Just a background to this scripture. The Bible says that around this time, the children of Israel have been in bondage. They have been in slavery for 430 years in Egypt, serving the Egyptians as slaves in a foreign land. Their masters used them to build their cities, the Ramses, the Pithom, the royal storage, and they oppressed them into forced labor. As slaves, they had no freedom, and their tax masters oppressed and suppressed them. They had no liberty. Amen. It takes the divine wisdom of God for you to know that what you are going through is not normal, and you need to come out of it. In the name of Jesus. And therefore, I came with a sure word of the Lord to tell somebody that you are coming out of every slavery. You are coming out of every bondage. Anything that seems to be suppressing you, anything that is sabotaging you, that is not making you to realize your God-given talent, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that in the midst of the situation that the children of Israel find themselves, they cried out to God. When you look at Exodus chapter number 3, verse number 7, the Bible says that the Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their tax masters, for I know their sorrows." When you look at the verse number 8, the Bible says that, "And I have come down to deliver." This morning, deliverance is coming to somebody in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know the situation that you find yourself, that you feel like throwing in the towel, that you have become stagnant in your life, but deliverance is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that "I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of the land unto the land that flows with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites." Hallelujah. This morning, I feel prophetically to tell somebody that whatever that is afflicting you, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever that has become a bondage, you are coming out by the power of the Spirit. God visited the children of Israel and brought them out of Egypt. Therefore, I pray that the Lord will bring you out of every situation in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will deliver you from every power of darkness, deliverance from shame and disgrace, deliverance from sicknesses, deliverance from alcoholism, deliverance from every satanic harassment in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that when the people got to the Red Sea, they became very stagnant. The people were caught in the middle of a situation. In front of them was the Red Sea. Behind them, the chariots and the army of Pharaoh was coming after them. Forward was no go area. Behind them was no go area. The armies were coming to disconfigure them, to kill them, and to destroy and to take them back into slavery. But I came to tell somebody, you won't go back into slavery in the mighty name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, there are times in life you may find yourself in the midst of a crossfire situation, like how the Israelites were caught between the Red Sea and the armies of Pharaoh that were coming against them. Behind you is suicidal. You turn to your left and to your right, and it looks like your world comes down crumbling. I am yet to speak to a single mother who is at a crossroad and does not know where the school fees of the children will come from as school is about to be reopened. I am yet to speak to a businessman and a businesswoman who have applied all the financial and the management principles and yet things are falling apart. I am here to speak to that person on the hospital bed that the doctors have done everything possible and yet your health condition is getting worse by the day. I came to speak to that couple who have been married for many years and yet there is no fruitfulness of the womb and they feel like going their separate path. I came here to speak to a business that is struggling to even break through. The month is about to end and you are asking yourself, how am I going to pay the salaries of my workers? I am here to let that couple know whose marriage is at the verge of collapse. I am here to let you know that giving up is not the option. Hallelujah. I am here to speak to a certain young man and a certain young lady who have come to the point of giving up because they have come to their wit's end. But I'm here with the voice of covenant and the prophetic word of the Lord to let you know that even though everything surrounding you may seem impossible, like the children of Israel, they were caught in the midst of crossfire. Ahead of them was the Red Sea. Behind them were the chariots of armies of Pharaoh coming after them. But God made a way for them. This morning, God will make a way for you. That situation that you are going through will not kill you. God will come through for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Apostle General said something, that God is grieved when his people are unprogressive. God is grieved. Therefore, this morning you become progressive. Your business will move forward. Your career will move forward. God will turn your situation around in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to share with you certain few wisdom principles that will propel you to go forward when you find yourself in crossfire situation. Amen. Number one, the wisdom to be still. Wisdom to be still. And you'll be asking yourself, what is this man of God saying when I am drowning in the water? What is this man of God saying when the fire is burning me? What is this man of God saying when there seems to be no way? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, to be still means to let go of your struggles and to stop trying to control everything on your own. Let go of the struggle, trying to control everything on your own. In Psalm 46, the verse number 10, the Bible says that, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted on earth. When you become still, you leave everything to God and you activate the supernatural to take over your battles, to take over your struggles, to take over every unpleasant situation that you find yourself. You have used your human might. It has not worked. I want to recommend to you, be still and know that God is God. Hand over everything to him in the name of Jesus. The second wisdom nugget that I want to leave with you is the wisdom to cry out to God. Cry out to God. The Bible says that God said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Why do you call out to me? To cry out to God means to cry for help. You are crying out for help. And it has been translated from the Hebrew and the Greek word, which stands for krazo. And this is a loud urgent plead for mercy, a large urgent plead for rescue, for healing directed to God in times of intense distress. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, verse number 14, one of my favorite scriptures, the Bible says that if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and will pray, and will pray, and will pray, and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Amen. So there are many people, instead of crying out to God in prayer, unfortunately, they choose to be broadcasting their situation, asking for help in wrong places. Cry out to God in prayer. What is the situation that you find yourself in? What is the state of your business and your finance? What is the state of your academics? It is time to cry out to God. It is time to cry out. It is time to pray. It is time to hold onto the horns of the altar and lift up your voice in prayer and lift up your voice and cry for help. Listen, there are times that friends cannot help you. There comes a time in your life when your political connections cannot help you. There comes a time in your life when your account cannot help you. Your family connections cannot help you. Your educational certificate, your qualification. You may have a PhD, but you are struggling in an area of your life. You may have a master's degree. And I know people who have completed school for many years and are struggling to get jobs. For many years, they have been sitting at home. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to cry out. It is time to pray. It is time to wail unto God. The Bible says, if you call on me, I will answer. When you call on God, God will answer. He will deliver you from that situation. He will deliver you from that predicament. It is not time to stay aloof. It is not time to sit on the fence. It is not time to wail because you are found in a crossfire situation like the children of Israel. If only you will cry out unto God, God will hear you. God will come through for you. In the book of James chapter 5 verse 13, the Bible says, is there any among you afflicted? Is there any among you afflicted? Let him pray. So the solution to your affliction is prayer. The solution to what you are going through is prayer. The solution to that debacle is prayer. Don't give up. Please go back onto the altar of prayer and lift up your voice and pray unto God in the name of Jesus. The next wisdom nugget I want to leave with you in the situation that you find yourself is the wisdom to trust in God. The wisdom to trust in God. In the midst of the difficulties and the challenges, you have a choice either to trust God or take other decisions. You have a choice. It will take wisdom for you to know the right choice that you need to make. To trust God is to totally surrender to God and to rely on Him. Totally surrender. Totally surrender. You have done everything you think you can humanly possible. It is not working. Trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in God. In Proverbs chapter 3, the verse number 5 and 6, the Bible says that trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. This is the NIV. Trust in the Lord. The King James will say, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. I pray that the Lord will direct the path of somebody. The Lord will direct your path to the right people. The Lord will direct your path to the right connections. In the name of Jesus, except the Lord build a house, labor in vain they that built it. Therefore, I pray that the Lord will direct your path. Hallelujah. So submit your will, your desires, your fears, yield them to God in the name of Jesus. If you could not do it on your own, you would not have been in the situation that you find yourself today. Surrender to God and He will direct your path. In the name of Jesus. The next wisdom I want to share with you is the wisdom to believe in the word of God. The wisdom to believe in the word of God. You might have heard the ways of men that didn't help you. It is time to change the dial to believe in the word of God. God asked Moses to tell the children of Israel to move forward. To move forward. Yes, move forward. The sea is ahead of you, but move forward. Things are difficult. God is saying, move forward. Obeying the word of God lies your victory and your deliverance. Believing the word of God is the foundation of your victory and your deliverance from every situation that you find yourself. So in the book of Job chapter 3, the verse number 10, Bible says that, beat your plowshares into saws and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Joel chapter 3 verse 10. Let the weak say that I'm strong. Believe in the word of God. Trust in the word of God. It doesn't matter the situation that you find yourself. What is the word of God saying? What is the word of God saying? Which is our manual as Christians. What is the word of God saying? Let us trust the word. Bible says that Moses, God said to Moses,
tell the people, move forward, believe the word, trust the word, and the word of God, which is God. In John chapter 1, the Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. When you trust the word, you are trusting God, and you can never be disappointed. The word of God will bring you out of that situation. The word of God will bring you encouragement. The word of God will ignite your hope for you to know that in the midst of what I'm going through, it is not over yet. The battle is not over yet. Once God is in it, I will come out strong. Like the children of Israel, when they believed the word of God, the Red Sea parted. Today, I prophesy and I declare, I don't know any situation of a Red Sea that you are confronted with. It could be a Red Sea of poverty, a Red Sea of sicknesses, a Red Sea of whatever financial insufficiency. But as you trust the word of God, as you believe in the word of God, as you trust God, I see it being parted for you to walk on dry ground in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You are blessed and you are highly favored. May the Lord bless you beyond your wildest imagination. May that which you never dreamt of, may the Lord give it to you. I pray in the name of Jesus that that situation will not drown you. That situation will not kill you. What you are going through is just a moment of time. For the earnest expectations of creation are waited for the manifestation. I pray that your glory will manifest. Your finances will manifest. Whatever you are desiring of God, He will give it to you in the name of Jesus. What then shall we say unto this thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? What situation are you going through that you feel that it is not possible? I am here to let you know that with God, all things are possible. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. I see the glory of the Lord being revealed over your life. I see the glory of the Lord being revealed over your finances, over your academics, over that situation in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for that single woman who feel like giving up. I want to pray for that man who is throwing in the towel. I want to pray for that businessman, that businesswoman who do not know how things are going to turn out. I pray for you that the Lord will come true for you, that the Lord will make a way when there seems to be no way. That Red Sea shall be parted in the name of Jesus, and you would go forward in the name of Jesus.
Oh my goodness, fiery. What a word this morning. A big thank you to you, man of God. And of course, I jotted the points down when we are in the crossroads meeting the fires that are coming from left, right, center. You know what? These are the wisdom, perhaps, let me call it points you should be trusting God for. Wisdom to be still. Wisdom to cry out to God, wisdom to trust in God, and wisdom to believe in the word of God. I hope you also made your points this morning. This is good word, Reverend Jacob Dagbe. Did I get it right this time? President of Ammo Bears Prayer Ministry, Royal House Chapel International. Now that the word of God has gone ahead of us, let's talk about what's happening with that ministry. And so I guess at this time, we would welcome the two guests that have joined you. Let me just be sure we can hear your voices. Could you just say hello to me? Please just say hello in the microphone.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, I can hear you loud and clear. So, well, who is leading the charge? Do we, since we know you, can we have an introduction from your two guests who have joined you?
Yes.
All right, so please, sir, Apostle.
Yes, sitting to my right is Mr. Joseph Quay, and to my left is Mrs. Sheila Quay. These are executives of the Armor Bearers Prayer Ministry of the Royal House Chapel International. This is a ministry that is dedicated, commissioned, mandated to intercede and to stand in for the Apostle General by lifting a prayer on behalf of the servant of God, his family, and the ministry that God have entrusted into his hand. And we have been doing this faithfully for the past 30 good years.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
For 30 years.
Yes. And we have seen the faithfulness of God over the life of the servant of God, the Apostle General, our father, wherever wherever he is this morning, may the Lord bless him. Mm. May the Lord increase him. Mm. May the Lord cause his head to be lifted. Mm. May God use him even at the cutting edge to transform the nation. Mm. Indeed, he's touching his generation mm. with the power of God. Yeah. This is a man who is sold out to the vision, to the gospel.
It goes and without
if
saying.
If I want to start to talk about Apostle General, I know. We're really going to end today.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, of course, Apostle General Sam Kranchanka, I call him the landlord of Accra. Yeah. I mean, he's such a gift, such a blessing. And it's such an honor to know that a ministry can stand in the gap for 30 solid years. Wow. So what's happening? Are you doing a celebration? Let's talk about it.
Yes. Actually, we've started already.
Mm.
We launched it in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
In June, we had a 3 days retreat at the city of Shiloh
mm.
just because of the program.
Mm.
But one of the main things we are doing is a prayer festival.
Okay.
On the 5th of September.
Wow.
Yeah. The date is strategically placed.
Okay.
Because the 6th, which is the following day, is the 40th wedding anniversary of Apostle General.
Oh, Mama Rita, wow.
It took you by surprise, I guess.
Oh, beautiful.
So since our ministry is dedicated to their welfare mm. ministry, we are doing this program on the 5th
mm.
to open the gates
mm.
for the anniversary on the 6th.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's happening at the Accra Metropolitan Assembly Hall on the 5th.
Oh, okay.
Starting from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 12 hours of prayer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mama Shi, are you going to add something to it?
Well, yes. So, as he said, it's the 30th anniversary of the prayer ministry.
Mm.
So what we are doing is we are bringing men of God mm. to lead us in prayer.
Beautiful.
Including the Apostle General himself.
Oh.
Apostle Mama Rita herself.
Mm.
And the sons of the Apostle General.
Amen.
They'll all be there. So Reverend Papa Kantranka will be there. Reverend Dankwa will be there. Yeah. Apostle Andrew Labi will be there.
Mm.
Reverend Jana Tobe will be there. And our very own president, Reverend Jacob Dagbe, will be there himself.
Wow.
So it's 12 hours of prayer, non-stop prayer.
Mm.
12 hours of non-stop prayer. As our president just quoted, he said in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he said, call unto me and I'll answer you,
mm.
and I'll show you great and mighty things which you don't know of. So I urge everybody to come.
Okay.
Come and call unto God mm. on that day. Mm. And as Mr. Kwe just said, we chose the day strategically. So it's the day before the 40th anniversary of our father, mm. the Apostle General, Mother Mama Rita. So if you come and pray into it, God will certainly answer all your Amen. Prayers
mm.
and show you things that you do not know of.
Wow.
12 hours of prayer. Even if you can't do all the 12, come and do 2,
yeah,
3,
okay.
4. And the location is the AMA, right opposite the Tema Station,
mm.
in the heart of Accra.
Okay.
Everybody knows the place.
Mm.
People will go to the market on that day.
Mm.
On your way to the market, just drop by for 2 hours. And there'll be loads to eat as well.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so don't just come and pray.
Show up. Just show up.
It's gonna be something else.
Okay.
The atmosphere is mm. already stirred up.
Mm.
The clouds have gathered.
Mm.
And the theme for this year's celebration is the voice of covenant.
Mm. Oh, wow.
The voice of covenant, taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 24.
Mm.
And we are trusting God. When you see the life of the Apostle General,
mm.
nobody needs to tell you that this is a blessed man.
Mm.
Nobody needs to tell you.
Right.
And we are trusting God that the covenant relationship that we have with the Apostle General,
mm.
as he's celebrating 40 years of successful, solid, brilliant, flamboyant marriage, we are trusting that there will be a spillover of that grace,
Amen.
A spillover of that anointing
Amen.
Over the sons and
Amen.
Daughters.
Amen.
And we are trusting God that as we gather in his presence, the covenant of the blood of Jesus will bring deliverance,
Amen.
Will bring propellment in every aspect of our life.
Amen.
And we know that day is going to be a day of divine visitation,
Amen.
Divine encounter.
Amen.
And I want to throw this plea to everybody listening to us or watching us across the nations of the world, even those that are in Greater Accra region, in the capital city, wherever you are, on the 5th of September, it's a Saturday, whatever appointment that you have, I am begging you in the name of God, if you can cancel that and come and engage And I can tell you that your life will never be the same again. Nobody comes into the presence of God and live it the same. Mm. God is waiting for us. Mm. Something is about to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you heard that God is waiting for us. AMA is the venue, that hall there. Beautiful place. I'm sure you'll have a good time whilst you come in, standing in the gap to pray. And I trust that as you do so, God will also hear you. Is there anything else you want to add? I've not asked you. Apostle Quay. I mean, this is the man who told me how to pray. You guys, yeah. Pressure. But I see you, I'm so
that will be expecting to see you. Fee.
I'll be there. I wasn't.
Fee, you know how
we do it.
How we do it. Yes. How we do it. You know how we do it.
Come on now.
When I entered into Royal House Chapel and I realized there's a group that prays for the Apostle General.
Oh yeah?
I remembered way back.
Come on now. Come on now.
Way back.
That's a ministry. Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. Such an honor.
And it's like changing your room.
That's right.
By doing the same thing.
The same thing. Yes. Yeah, I know. Yes. Such a joy.
Sometimes people think because of the anointing on men of God, they don't see challenges or difficulties. But the devil is no respecter of persons. Mm. He doesn't care which oil you carry. Mm. He will still come and try his best. Yeah. Mm. So always there should be people on guard. Mm. Because they will gather. Bible says they will surely gather. Mm. They will surely gather. Mm. It doesn't matter how powerful you are. They will surely gather against you. But thank God. The Bible says they will flee for our sake.
Amen.
Yes. And that is our mandate. We want everybody who thinks praying for a man of God is nothing. Join us on the 5th and see what God is doing. Hallelujah. For people who stands in.
Amen.
The gap.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen. I love it.
And
okay.
If you could permit me in just a minute.
Okay.
For me, as the president of the Armor Bearers Prayer Ministry, it's through the magnanimity of the Apostle General. Mm. Connecting to covenant is what have transformed my life to be who I am today. People see me and they're like, hey, is that Jacob? The oil can do anything. Mm. The grace of God upon the life of a servant of God can transform anybody's life. Mm. That is why I want to encourage everybody, don't take yourself out of this very important prayer, national prayer conference, which is happening on the 5th of September one more time. And I'm trusting God that as you gather with the saints in prayer, something will rub over your life. Mm. Your destiny will be realigned and your story will never be the same again. Mm. In Jesus' mighty name.